Thank you very much. The hymns were actually very appropriate to what I was intending to speak on tonight. It's good to be back in Bethany and Paisley and to see you all once again. And tonight we're going to look at the evidence for the resurrection, and not just the evidence, also the implications too of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's a well-known portion of Scripture and very suited to the Easter period that we're in just now. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll read verses 1 to 8. 1 to 8. It's Paul speaking to the church in Corinth. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, in which you stand, and by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, and then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as one born out of due time. I'm sure God will bless to us the reading of his precious word. I'll just wait till the heading comes up. There we go. The evidence for the resurrection. I've got a picture of the island of Iona there. My niece lives up that way, and you don't always see the sky as cloudless as that, I can assure you. I go up there quite frequently. But that was a beautiful day. And of course, it's from there that the gospel spread, Christianity spread to at least the northern part of Scotland. I think it had reached the southern part before that. But from there, with Columba and a group of other people, the Christianity spread across the remainder of the Scotland that hadn't known the Christianity or the gospel up until that time. And one of the reasons why it spread was because of the fact of the resurrection. The resurrection gave people a hope that their own religion, their pagan religions, could not give them. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons why it spread across the rest of Scotland. And in chapter 15 of Corinthians, Paul is writing to correct a misconception that had arisen in the church in Corinth concerning the future bodily resurrection of believers who had died, or as Paul describes it, were asleep in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it wasn't that the Corinthian believers had stopped believing in life after death. It wasn't that, because they asked Paul questions about the resurrection. No, it was because they'd stopped believing, some of them, or were doubting the bodily resurrection of believers. Now, to understand that, we need to understand the Greek mind. And the Greek mind saw material things as being corrupt, as being bad, and spiritual things as being good. Therefore, they saw no need for a bodily resurrection. If your spirit had escaped from your body, why would you want to go back? It just didn't make sense to them that you'd want to be reunited with what they saw as a corrupt thing. And so they were beginning to doubt and disbelieve, perhaps, the bodily resurrection of believers. And it's to correct that fault that Paul writes to them. And in presenting the evidence for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul, the evidence that he presents, we can actually use today to counter the beliefs that we hear in our time and situation. We know today that many people regard the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ as a myth. There are many that don't believe in a future resurrection at all. They don't accept that. And we can use the evidence that Paul presents in the scriptures to the Corinthians to defend our belief in the resurrection and to counter the belief that it is a myth. And Paul presents three pieces of evidence to the believers at Corinth to convince them of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, he presents the evidence of Scripture. We read it several times. Paul says, according to the Scriptures. And then secondly, he presents the evidence of the eyewitnesses who saw the resurrected Christ. And thirdly, Paul presents his own experience that he had on the Damascus Road. So it's the evidence of Scripture, the evidence of eyewitnesses, and the evidence of Paul's own experience. First, let's look at the evidence of Scripture. Paul writes, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again according to the Scriptures. Now, when Paul refers to the Scriptures here, he's most likely referring to the Old Testament Scriptures, and in particular, the prophecies that were contained within the Old Testament concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't specify any part of the Old Testament, but it contains many, many prophecies about the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection and coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think the first point to note, and it is an important point, is that there were two sets of prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the Messiah, the Christ, concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. Two sets of prophecies that seem to the theologians